This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian ship held by Gibraltar since July on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria has left port. The ship is reportedly heading for Greece. Gibraltar earlier rejected a request by the U.S. to again seize the ship. Gibraltar said it could not comply with Washington's request to issue a new detention order because U.S. sanctions against Iran did not apply in the EU. Afghanistan's president is vowing to eliminate all Islamic State safe havens after a horrific wedding attack that the local Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for. AP's Zaria Shakli reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's comments came as Afghanistan mourns at least 63 people, including children, killed in the Kabul bombing at a wedding hall late Saturday night. Close to 200 others were wounded. Many outraged Afghans ask whether an approaching deal between the U.S. and the Taliban to end nearly 18 years of fighting will bring peace to long-suffering civilians. The bomber detonated his explosives in the middle of a dancing crowd. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir appeared in a Khartoum courtroom Monday for the start of his trial on corruption charges. Bashir, who was ousted by military leaders in April, is facing charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. Meanwhile, Sudan's ruling military council says the country's pro-democracy movement has asked for a delay on the announcement of a joint ruling body because of last-minute internal disputes over appointees. Turkey says a Turkish convoy in Syria has been hit by airstrikes, killing at least three civilians. Officials say the attack occurred as the convoy was heading towards Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. For more news anytime you need it, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. An out-of-control wildfire in Spain's